Did they have different names in those days for the male cattle or well, cow it has to be female, but you know, what could they call the different types of animals? You know?
Well, of course, the male was referred to as bull. And when they said cow, they said, as you said, of course, they're referring to female. Bull was a term that they applied to the male.
All males were bulls then?
Well, of course, there was such a thing as emasculation. I'm sure you know that. So that such an animal would be called a steer. Always seemed like to me like a rather cruel thing. But and of course also you know that cattle were dehorned so that well if cattle have horns and you loaded a truckload of them to ship somewhere, they could injure each other. Now some cattle don't have horns, just never have any. We always heard those referred to as butt-headed. Being butt-headed, you know, that just meant butt. Just simply meant that they had no horns. Of course, when they spoke of a person as being butt-headed, it just meant he was strong-willed and couldn't get him to do what you wanted him to do and so on. I've heard of many a child referred to as being butt-headed.
I've heard of mule-headed.
Yeah, that's the same thing, mule-headed.
Same idea.
Long-headed is another term that people use to refer to rather obstinate children. I don't think I belong to that particular class. My father could just give me a kind of a stern look and I was ready to go do that chore. But there were some who took a little bit more persuading.
How did they persuade them?
Well, Georgia is famous for the peach, you know, Peach State. Mm-hmm. Well, the peach tree frequently had very slender sprouts from the roots and tender branches that were sometimes utilized by parents. In my case, I can say that that happened very few times, and it was never very excessive. It was just more or less a token. But I guess there were other cases where maybe there might have been actual abuse. We still have child abuse, so I guess that happened back then, but I don't think I ever heard of it really as a child. It's something I've heard of in later years. Any other topic you can think of?
I've got another poem.
Well, do you have one there you want to? Well, here's one about the gourd. Now, are you familiar with the gourd?
Not really.
Well, it's a vine not unlike a watermelon or cucumber. It belongs to that general family of plants, except that the flesh of the gourd is inedible. It's quite bitter, it's a terribly bitter thing. But the gourd could be used for all kinds of purposes. You've probably seen people put up gourds as a nest place for the purple martin?
Yes.
Well, almost every household in those days had a colony of these martins because they tended to protect the chickens. Well, you see, the hawks, the red-tailed hawk was a common bird here, and he preyed on small birds, including the baby chicks, you see. And these martins, if you had them nesting nearby, why, they would drive the hawks away. Of course, they were protecting their own nest, but indirectly they were protecting the baby chicks also.